It's a sad fact of life that K-12 students must practice for calamities, such as earthquakes, fires, lockdowns, or active shooters. Now, a few schools in the Northwest are roping in parents and guardians to practice for the messy aftermath. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tagged along for a relatively new kind of drill, a family reunification exercise at a public school.
Here's the scenario at Sunnyside Environmental School, a kindergarten through eighth grade in Portland.
This is an earthquake drill. Right,
a major earthquake rocks the Northwest. In teacher Jeremy Thomas's classroom, the fourth graders crawl under tables. In this scenario, the earthquake starts a fire. The entire school evacuates. Out on the sunny playground, teachers call roll to make sure everyone got out safely.
Margot Kay, Miles.
That's normally the end of the drill. It's the point where many schools and some businesses will wrap up during the region-wide Great Shakeout earthquake drill this week. But Sunnyside School took things one step further. They asked parents or relatives for all 600-plus students to come to the school to practice family reunification procedures. This is not as simple as, here's the kiddos, come and get them. Far from it, says teacher Thomas.
It's all about the kids, and we want to make sure that when kids are being picked up, we're checking them off and we know so that nobody ends up going missing. And when you have parents just randomly coming onto the grounds, we don't know who's coming and going. And so trying to keep it as orderly as possible is the key here.
The line of arriving parents stretches down the block and around the corner. They can see the evacuated students across the playfield, but a low fence and yellow caution tape keeps them at a distance. School staff check the photo IDs of the adults and cross-reference names with pickup permission lists. Middle school runners summon classmates one by one. Another ID verification happens before checkout.
Thank you. Next parent and child.
In the earthquake scenario, the multi-step process happens without electricity, computers, or cell phones, meaning lots of paper forms have to be filled out. Eighth grader Parker Myris wonders if the patience on display this day would last under duress.
It's good to have it well rehearsed, but I'm not sure how much restraint the parents will be able to have if there's a real earthquake.
Parker's mom, Holly, says she took off from work early to pick up her son and his fifth grade sister.
I think this is fantastic, because if there actually was an emergency, I think having gone through it at least this one time will make, I think, your nerves settle a little more.
Parent volunteers on a school safety committee pushed this school to do a full-scale reunification drill. Holly Cook was one of them.
We wanted the parents to think about how they would reunify with their kids in the event of an earthquake in particular. And to think about employing their emergency contacts to pick up the kids.
State laws mandate school emergency plans, but an all-hands-on-deck drill on this aspect is not required. Portland Sunnyside is one of a small number of schools to do a reunification drill voluntarily. Assistant Principal Alex Pickett says it was important to have parents participate in the drill, even if it had to happen during the workday.
Hopefully, you know, as we practice this, it becomes innate and the calmness and the routines become innate. We would incorporate some of that calmness into a real disaster.
Some other school districts that have held scaled-down family reunification drills include rural Stanfield in northeastern Oregon and Everett, Washington. The Hillsboro School District, west of Portland, organized a drill with volunteer actors playing the parents, some of whom grew agitated when they couldn't get to their kids right away. These exercises took months of planning to pull off. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.